We get started with men's college basketball on KDCR this evening as the Door College Defenders and South Dakota School of Mines and Technology will shorten it up to Mines and Tech as the evening goes along, get set to face off in this evening's final game of a four-game day here at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, located in Rapid City, South Dakota. The Door College Defenders come into tonight's contest with an 8-0 overall mark. They got off to a 2-0 start in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while South Dakota School of Mines and Technology is off to a 2-2 start. They are without a conference affiliation with the dissolution of the Dakota Athletic Conference, and they will be going after their third win of the season. They are on a they won two games to start the year, lost a pair of games last week, and they're trying to get back on the winning track. Well, the North College Defenders are coming off a win over the Mount Marty Lancers on Tuesday evening. That was a game in which North College led by as many as 18 in the second half, never led by single digits in the second half on the way to that victory. Let's take a closer look at the matchup between these two teams. Let's begin with Mines. They're 2-2. Their wins have come over Kansas Wesleyan and St. Ambrose. Their losses are to Metro State and the Colorado School of Mines. This game will be Mines' first home game of the 2011-2012 season. The Hard Rockers are averaging 67.2 points per game. They allow 61 points per contest. They're knocking down 40.3% of the shots they take from the floor. They've been outshot at the free throw line 116-88. Hard Rockers make 63.6% of their free throws, while opponents are 62-116 for just 53.4%. Mines rebounds teams 43.2-38.2. They have committed 76 turnovers through four games while forcing 74. Kyle Doerr averages 14.5 points per game, converts 56.3% of his field goals, takes down 5 rebounds per contest. He's a big physical 6'7" player. Michael Dietz converts 11.8 points per game and takes down a team-high 8.5 rebounds per contest. Tanner Friesian and Lance Kilburn are averaging 8.8 and 7.8 points per game, respectively. Nathan Jacobson and Friesian each have 10 assists this season. The North College Defenders come into this weekend ranked number 16 in the preseason NAIA coaches poll. They stand 8-0 this year, coming off a win over Mount Marty on Tuesday night. North College is outscoring teams 90-71. They out-rebound teams 44.5-31.3. The Defenders are converting 53.2% of their shots and allow opponents 39.2% success. Six players are scoring in double figures. Trevor Walterstorff is good for 18.6 points per game on 63.8% shooting. Jordan Vogel adds 14.4 points per game with 62.7% success. Cliff Warner knocks down 11.9 points per game while converting 44.3% of his three-point shots. Austin Kachi scores 10.6 points per game. Chris Severs is at 10.5 points per game. Kyle Lindberg rounds out the double-digit scores with a 10.1 average. Lindberg leads the team in rebounding with a 10.5 average. Vogel takes in 6.3 rebounds per contest. Lindberg is second on the team with 3 assists per game. Warner is the team leader with 4.2 per outing. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at the most recent competitions for both these teams. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. South Dakota Mines lost to Colorado School of Mines last week, 70-66. The Hard Rockers played even with the Colorado School, except for at the free throw line where they made 6 of 10, while Colorado Mines was 14 of 21. Kyle Doerr had 14 points. Tanner Friesian scored 12 with 6 rebounds. For the Dort College Defenders, they defeated Mount Marty, 85-70. Defenders were up by as many as 19 in the second half, never led by fewer than 10 in the second half. Cliff Warner led the way with 27 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Kyle Lindberg added 15 points and 11 rebounds with 3 steals. Three other defenders were in double figures as they made two-thirds of their field goal attempts. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup. First of all, for the North College Defenders, they will start at a guard, Cliff Warner. Warner is a junior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per game and a little over 4 assists per contest. And an off guard will be number 21, Austin Kachi. Did I say Urbandale, Iowa for Cliff Warner? Should have been Altoona, Iowa, beg your pardon. Austin Kachi is a sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10.6 points per contest. Kachi is from Orange City. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center. He's the leading scorer on the team at 18.6 points per game. Kyle Lindbergh is a 6'6 wing player from Margate, Florida. He's a sophomore, averaging 10.1 points per game and a little over 10 rebounds per contest as well. Jordan Vogel averages 14.4 points per contest for the defenders. He's making nearly two-thirds of his shots from the field. Off of the bench for Dort College, the regular rotation includes T.J. Malone, a senior from Chicago. Sean Kaiser, a junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.8 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff, a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 5.8 points per game. And Chris Severs is a junior. He's averaging 10.5 points per contest. He is from Huxley, Iowa. Taking a look then at the starting lineup for South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. They will start in all likelihood. Number one, Tommy Smith, a 6'1 senior from Fort Worth, Texas. He's averaging 3.3 points per game. Nathan Jacobson is a 5'11 senior from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 6.3 points per game. Tanner Friesian is a 6'6 senior from Bismarck, North Dakota. He averages 8.8 points per contest. Michael Dietz wears number 21. He's a 6'8 junior from Casper, Wyoming, averaging 11.8 points per contest. And Kyle Doerr is a 6'7 senior from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 14.5 points per game. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing Lucas Nolan, a 6'3 sophomore from Casper, Wyoming, averaging 5.8 points per game. Number 23, Kelvin Thomas, a 6'2 freshman from Cypress, Texas, averaging 1.3 points per game. Lance Kilburn's number 33. He's a 6'5 junior from Lawrence, Kansas, averaging 7.8 points per game. And number 40 is Caleb Shockman, a 6'7 sophomore from Lamar, North Dakota, averaging 5 points per contest. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma in his third year at the helm at Dort College. While the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology is coached by Jason Henry. Henry is in his seventh season as head coach of the Hard Rockers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've had the introductions of the starting lineup here in Rapid City. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Dort College defenders in their black jerseys, white numbers, trimmed in yellow. South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, white jerseys, blue numbers, trimmed in gold. Mines controls the opening tap. They've got the basketball. Bringing it up is Jacobson. Jacobson feeds it off to Friesian. Friesian back out front. It goes Dietz. Dietz off balance. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Michael Dietz. So Dietz whistled for the personal foul. Full court pressure defense applied here by Mines. Inbounding will be Lindbergh. Gets it into Walterstorff. Lindbergh will bring the basketball up. Lindbergh across half court with the right hand. Still has his dribble. Passes it off to Warner. Warner back right side over to Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh down low Walterstorff. Walterstorff off balance shot good. Trevor Walterstorff able to post up down low. Gets the 2-point basket to go. Dort College with the lead. Mines with the basketball. Hard Rockers have it. They feed it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Just a two. Beg your pardon. Kyle Doerr with the 2-point basket, and we're knotted at 2-2. Doerr averaging 14.8 points per contest. He goes 6'7", pretty stocky player. He can pop out to the perimeter like he did that time and knock down a jumper. Pass comes over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh left corner. Kachi gives it up to Warner. Warner will drive in, dishes it off. Walterstorff off the glass. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 4-2. Two baskets by Walterstorff. The assist that time to Warner. Into the corner goes Doerr. Doerr will drive the lane, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Jordan Vogel before the shot. And for Jordan Vogel, that'll be foul number one. Foul number one on Vogel. Mines will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Mines again ran a screen that time for Doerr. He popped out into the corner. Now Mines will set up two on the elbow, two on the blocks. They cross over. Now they pass it out front and taken by the by the Hard Rockers, stolen away by Kachi, though, on the save as it went into to half court, and they had to save it back in. Warner three, no good. Rebound taken away by Friesian. Friesian with the basketball. Friesian gets it ahead to Tommy Smith. Smith tests the waters, nothing there. Over to Dewar. Dewar underneath. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle Lindbergh behind the back, dribble, passes right side, Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi sets, fires three, off, good. Austin Kachi with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-2. Mines basketball. Bringing it up is Dietz. Dietz goes left side, Dewar. Dewar trying to pop out into the corner again on Vogel. Vogel matches up with him. Passes into the corner, Smith. Smith back over to Dewar. Dewar, three, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. Vogel will check out. Sievers will check in. So Jordan Vogel checks out of the contest. Sievers is in. Those two will play in tandem, basically splitting the minutes. Unless foul trouble dictates otherwise in that post position. Lindbergh with it across half court. Uses up his dribble, feeds it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the left wing. He's going to penetrate, dumps it off Lindbergh. Lindbergh lay-in, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Mines. Mines will bring it up. Coming back the other way, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Smith's pass deflected, taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up court himself. He's across the half-court stripe. Feeds it back over to Kachi. Kachi, Walt. Walt, kick out pass. Warner, three ball on the way. Boom, boom, boom. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner and the Dort College defenders open up a 10-2 lead. 10-2 our score, Mines basketball. Nathan Jacobson passes left side door, guarded there by Sievers. Sievers not giving him any room to get off a three-pointer. With it right side is Jacobson. Jacobson gets a screen out front. Dort College jumps on the switch. Three-pointer on the way, rattles it, no good. Missed shot by Tommy Smith. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Warner. Warner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Sievers. Double-teamed, loses it. It's taken back by Mines as they double down on Sievers on the pass down low. With the basketball is Jacobson. Jacobson, Dewar. Dewar gives it up to Sievers. Sievers on the defense of Dewar. Pass goes right side, Friesian. Friesian gives to Dewar, trying to post up on Sievers. Turns into the lane, dumps it away. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket to Tommy Smith as Dort College showed the double team on the post. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Lindbergh into the lane, kicks it out. Kachi. Kachi, Warner. He sets, fires. 24-footer, no good. Rebound deflected, taken away by coming away with it is Mines, I should say. Wrong M team, driving in is Dewar. Dewar shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Chris Sievers. Sievers whistled for the personal foul. Kyle Dewar will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dewar, the leading scorer for the college, the School of Mines and Technology. So Mines, the Hard Rockers, to the free throw line with a chance to cut into the 10-4 lead at the free throw stripe. First free throw by the right-hander is no good. He's got another one coming. Fresh faces coming in for Mines. Lance Kilburn into the contest. Also in, number 23, Kelvin Thomas. Thomas and Kilburn. Kilburn averaging 7.8 points per contest. Another free throw on the way for Dewar. Dewar's free throw is up. He got that one to go. He makes one of two. He's making right at 70% for the season. Dort College leads 10-5. Austin Kachi into the lane. Tries to shovel it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf cutting to the basket. Pass was behind him. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Hard Rockers basketball. Well, this is a revival of a rivalry which spanned most of the 1990s when these two teams were in the South Dakota-Iowa Conference. Mines basketball. They pass it. Thomas. Thomas goes high post. Comes back over to Lance Kilburn, and Kilburn travels with it. Kilburn averages 7.8 points per game off the bench. Mines still staying with this full-court pressure defense. Inbounding will be Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking. Still looking. Gets it into Walt. Walthersdorf back over to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the backcourt. Only sub Dort College has used so far is Chris Sievers, and we've got Cliff Warner coming up with the ball at midcourt, and he got shoved a little bit, drug his pivot foot, and called for the travel. Mines will get the basketball back. Throwing it in will be Michael Dietz. Dietz gives it up to Jacobson. So far, Dort College unable to hit their stride against this pressure defense by the Hard Rockers. With it is Dietz on the high post. He'll put up the 12-footer. Missed it, no good. A rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it into the front court himself. Kyle Lindbergh behind the back dribble. Fires it underneath for Walthersdorf. His shot, no good. Rebound tipped out and coming away with it are the Hard Rockers. Hard Rocker basketball. Jacobson. Jacobson gives it underneath. Kilburn. Shot, no good. A rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Coach Ross Dalma wants a set play. Not often you'll see him call for a set play this early in the ballgame, but he has seen enough of Dort College's penetration and kick passes right now. Left side pass goes over to Warner. Warner underneath Severs. Severs with a dunk. Severs gets free, seals his man, slams it home. Dort College leads 12-5. 12-5 our score. Dort College on the defense now. Mines with it. Dewar will put up another baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Mines. Jacobson with the basketball. He passes off to Kilburn. Kilburn back over to Jacobson. Jacobson averaging 6.3 points per game. 14:27 left to play in the first half. Mines basketball. Calvin Thomas dribbles in 17 feet from the basket. He decides to pass to Dewar instead. Now back over to Thomas. Shot no good. Another rebound cleaned up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Looking up the floor. Looking to pass it up. Gets it away to Warner. Warner trying to pass it down low. And we've got a kick called on Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. Three players in for Dort College. Kaiser, Vogel, Tyler Walthersdorf checking out. Kachi, Lindbergh, and Severs. So right now you've got the two Walthersdorfs along with Vogel, Kaiser, and Warner. Warner to throw the ball in, gets it into Vogel. Vogel hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff with the ball on the right side. Hassled there, drives in, wraps it around to Vogel, and we've got a charging foul called on Cliff Warner. Got caught up in the air with two players around him, charged into the one, gets whistled for the charging violation. Would have been an easy two for Vogel if they had been able to complete the play. And Mines will bring the basketball up. Mines with the basketball. This is Nolan. Nolan just into the ballgame as well. They pass it back out front to Dietz. Dietz to Thomas. Thomas left side, Nolan. Nolan to Thomas. Thomas working against Kaiser. Thomas passes it out front. With it is Nolan. Nolan with the basketball. He gives it up to Dietz. Dietz to Nolan. 10 to shoot for Mines. They back it out to midcourt. Trying to isolate. They get the pass off into the corner. This is Kilburn. Kilburn puts up the shot from 10, and he got bailed out. Kilburn goes up in the lane. He gets called for a foul. Or Dort College gets called for a foul. It's going to go on Tyler Walthersdorf, his first, the team's fourth. And free throws on the way for Lance Kilburn, a 56% free throw shooter. He's shooting his first two this evening. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Another free throw on the way for Kilburn. Dort College leads 12-5, 13:27 left to play, first half. Another free throw on the way for Kilburn. This one's up, and he whispers it through. Looked like it was going to be short. It drops over. 12-6, Dort College by six. Tyler Walthersdorf bringing the ball up against Michael Dietz. So Tyler across half court gives it off to Cliff Warner. Here's Dort College with the basketball. Warner working against Nolan. Cliff with the basketball, gets a ball screen, fires it back over to Walt. Walt, this is Trevor, that is. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Instead, they come back over to Cliff Warner. They drop it down low, Vogel. Vogel draws the contact and the foul call. And Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jordan Vogel working for position down low, finally gets the pass. And was able to turn over his left shoulder and gets fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mines' Caleb Shockman, his first. First free throw by Vogel is up, left it short, no good. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. It's 12-6, Dort College by six. It's been a while since Dort College has scored. Second free throw by Vogel rattles that one in. It's 13-6. Neither team shooting their free throws exceptionally well. Combined 3 for 6 this evening so far. 12:50 and counting. Warner out near midcourt. Here comes the drive. They pass it off. Shot is off the glass. No good, but a foul on the play. It's going to be on either Vogel or Tyler Waltersdorf, and it looks like it's going to go on Ty. That's foul number two on him. Team foul number five on Dort College. So Mines getting close to bonus time. Austin Koch, he will check into the ball game after the free throws by Caleb Shockman. First free throw by Shockman is good. He's a 55% free throw shooter. Trevor and Tyler Waltersdorf both check out. Kachi and Lindbergh are back in. So Kyle Dewar back into the contest as well for Mines. It's 13-7, Dort College by 6. Second free throw is up and through as well. 13-8, Dort College by 5. Mines hanging around in this one by virtue of the free throw line. They are now 4-for-6 from the charity stripe. Pass comes right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Mines is forcing Dort College out on the floor. This is Lindbergh. Drives into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner, Warner. Three ball on the way from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. And Dort College will come away with it. Warner with it at midcourt. Warner comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the wing. Lindbergh gives it back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi, right side Kaiser. Kaiser, Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lucas Nolan trying to sell the official with the point the other way, but it was clearly off a Mines player on the rebound. Dort College leading 13-8. Pass comes into Kachi. Kachi straight on. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner looking down low. He's going to put up the 12-footer instead. No good. Rebound cleared out by Mines and Kyle Dewar. Here comes Mount Marty back the other way. Layup with the right hand from the left side. Two for Lance Kilburn. He's got three. And the Dort College defenders lead 13-10. Cliff Warner driving the lane. Kick out. Kachi. Kachi. Three-pointer. Good. Three-point basket for Austin Kachi. Dort College back in front by six at 16-10. Pass the other way, Friesian. Friesian answers with a three of his own. Friesian with the three. Dort College leads 16-13. Cliff Warner back the other way. 11:25 left to play in the first half. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser thought about the three. Settles instead for a pass over to Warner. Down low it goes Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Has it blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mines basketball. So Mines with the basketball. Dort College leading 16-13, but Mines putting together a run here after getting down early. They've outplayed Dort College in recent minutes. Have the lead down to three. Dewar with the basketball. He passes it off to Kilburn. Kilburn gives it up to Nolan. Nolan to Dewar. Dewar wheels into lane, tries to cross over. Shot is partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel throws it away on the outlet pass. Secured the rebound, but tried to fire it out. Dort College was trying to run, and nobody came back for the pass. On the floor for Dort College right now, Kachi, Vogel, Lindbergh, Warner, and Kaiser. Hard Rockers basketball. They pass right side, Nolan. Nolan goes underneath, shot off of the glass, no good. A rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Here comes Dort College. Austin up front. He goes over to Kaiser. Sean with it. Comes back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball on the right wing. Comes back to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing. Dumps it down low for Vogel. Vogel is called for a charge. Jordan Vogel frustrated down low. Lowered his shoulder. Tried to go over with the left. And he leans too hard. And he gets called for a charging foul. And Jordan Vogel will have a seat. Chris Severs is back in along with Trevor Waltersdorf, checking out Kaiser and Vogel. 10:25 left to go in the half. 16-13. South Dakota Mines has the basketball, trailing by three. Nathan Jacobson with the ball. He passes it left side over to Shockman. Shockman gives it up Friesian. Friesian goes to Dewar. Dewar trying to lean his way in. Scoops it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Here comes Dort College in transition. Kachi. Kachi dumps down low. They kick it up front. Lindbergh. Lindbergh leaves the three-pointer short. No good. Rebound taken away by Lucas Nolan. Nolan with the basketball. He's going to drive the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. It's a one-point ball game. Lucas Nolan with the two-point basket. It's 16-15. Dort College by one. Lindberg passes left side over to Warner. Warner comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindberg. Lindberg on the right wing. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Three-pointer, left it short. No good. Everything's just short here this evening for the defenders. 9:27 left to play in the half. With the basketball right side. This is Jacobson. Jacobson tied up on the play by Warner. Jump ball, Dort College basketball. So we played just over 10 minutes of basketball, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the Hard Rockers, I believe. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 16-15 after the timeout. Dort College will be inbounding the basketball. Early on, Dort College had the advantage. And they get the ball inbounded to Walterstorff. He hands it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg throws it away. It's taken back by Mines. Layup good by Nathan Jacobson. Dort College out of sorts right now with who's bringing the basketball up. Walterstorff takes it across half court for the defenders. Now they want to set the offense. Trevor to the free throw line. Drew the contact. No call made. A lot of contact on his arm, it appeared. Here comes Mines. Mines coming back the other way. They kick it, and it's taken away by Severs. Severs to Warner. Warner ahead to Walt. Walt on the fly. Lays it up. Too strong. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dewar. Dewar will commit his first personal. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So Mines leads 17-16, 8:42 left to play in the first half. Pace of this game has played more to Mines' favor than Dort College's favor. Mines is getting back on defense. First free throw by Walterstorff is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Walterstorff. This one's up and goes through as well, so Walt makes them both. Reestablishes a one-point lead for the defenders at 18-17. Dort College showing pressure defense now. Mines with it in the backcourt. Nearly a 10-seconds call, and it should be. 10-seconds call against Mines. They did not establish the ball in the front court. No, they call a timeout. Mines called called a timeout to prevent the 10-second violation. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ron Grunewig is a broker. Dort College leads 18-17, 24 seconds on the shot clock, and they reset it to 28. I'm not sure why. The Mines, School of Mines, inbounds at midcourt. They get it in to Jacobson. He sets the offense. Dort College in man-to-man defense, it appears. They kick it around on the perimeter. Coming over to Jacobson. Jacobson puts it on the floor. 9 to shoot. Pulls it out, looking down low. Comes back over to Dewar. Dewar, ball fake. His layup is good. Kyle Dewar with 5 points, and the defenders trail 19-18. Kyle Lindberg across midcourt. He passes left side over to Walterstorff. Trevor comes back over to Kachi. Kachi picks up his dribble, looking, gets it away. Lindberg, 20 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Walterstorff on the wing. Nothing there. Back over to Warner. Warner tests the waters. Two players around him, lost it. Still on the floor, tries to get it away, gives it up to Severs. Severs, Kachi, Kachi, long three, no good. Well, it bounces up and drops through. Too quick on the no good call, and the Dort College defenders reestablish a 2-point lead at 21-19. Austin Kachi with his third three-pointer of the day. 7:27 left to play, first half. Ball deflected, picked up by Dewar in the backcourt. Mines has the ball, bringing it up is Dietz. Mines trailing by two. Dort College tries for the trap. Unable to get anything productive out of it. Jacobson passes right side over to Friesian. Friesian had a three-pointer earlier today. Comes back over to Dietz. Dietz well out on the floor, guarded there by Lindbergh. He passes right side. Get it down low, Dewar. Dewar to Dietz. Dietz spin move in the lane is good. Ties it up at 21-21, our second tie of the basketball game. Lindbergh kicks it right side over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, free throw line. Walterstorff on the baseline. Walterstorff back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner gives it up right side. Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Austin tries to pass it off, and it's kicked. It'll be Dort College basketball. We're tied up 21-21 with 6:37 left to play in the half. So new players checking in for Mines. Caleb Shockman checks in. Dewar checks out. Warner gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff off of the glass. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with 8 first half points. Defenders lead 23-21. On the basket by Walterstorff. Taking it across midcourt is Dietz. Dietz driving in, puts it up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College in transition. A rare transition opportunity. Here's Warner on the baseline. Nothing there. Double team tries to pass it through the lane, and it's taken away by Mines. Now taken back by Warner. Warner misses it. Count the basket, though, as Walterstorff gets the rebound and the putback. And the Dort College defenders scrapping for a possession after they had turned it over. Trevor Walterstorff fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Tyler Walterstorff checking in. Kyle Lindbergh checking out. Tyler checks in. He's got 2 personal fouls. So we'll see how long he can go. Trevor Walterstorff to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Trevor makes the free throw. Dort College leads 26-21. In the backcourt with the basketball is Jacobson. Jacobson will walk it up for the Hard Rockers. Gives it off to Dietz. Dietz pass taken away by Walt. Here comes Dort College in transition. Ahead, Kachi. Kachi lay in. Good. 2-point basket. Austin Kachi. The assist to Walterstorff. Dort College with a couple of fast break opportunities that they eventually convert on. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to the Mines. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College on a mini run here. They've scored 7 in a row to pull away from a 21-21 tie. 5:48 left to go in the half. Mines with the basketball. They get it into the front court. With it is Jacobson. Jacobson down to the baseline. Cut off there. He retreats to the right wing. Comes back over to Dietz. Dietz to Jacobson. Jacobson, Friesian. Friesian guarded there by Kachi. He'll try to drive the lane. Puts up the jumper. Tough shot. No good, but the tap in by Dietz is good. Dietz went up over the top of a couple of Dort College players to get that tap in. And the defenders now have the basketball, leading by 5. Walterstorff on the right wing. They try to clear out for him. Can't get enough room to work, though. Warner with the basketball on the wing. Warner back over to Tyler. Tyler, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff pull up from 17. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Mines. Ball deflected and out of bounds. Last touch by Mines. And Jacobson went after one that was probably last touched by a Dort College player. And it's going to be Mines basketball. .458 left to go in the half, and T.J. Malone checks into the contest. Cliff Warner will have a breather. Tyler Walterstorff gets the ball into T.J. T.J. with it, comes over to Kachi. Kachi pull up from 17. Cash, money in the bank, straight on Austin Kachi. Bottoms it out, he's got 13. Dort College leads 30-23, 4:45 left to go. Ball deflected, taken away by Walt. Walt on the fast break, pulls up from 12, kicks it over to Tyler. Tyler nearly travels with it, comes back over to Trevor. Trevor swings T.J. T.J. left side, back over to Austin Kachi. 3 on the way, no good. Rebound tapped by Severs, kept it alive, got it over to Tyler Walterstorff, and T.J. Malone will set the offense. Dort College with a chance to reestablish a 9 or 10 point lead. With it left side is Walterstorff. This is Tyler. Comes right side over to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Nobody open. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi rolls it inside for Severs. Severs spins. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out and coming away with it the School of Mines. They dish it off, and the ball is loose. It's down on the floor. Dort College on top of it. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Mines basketball. Well, all night long, can't figure out what to call this school. Is it South Dakota School of Mines and Technology? Is it Mines? Is it Tech? The Hard Rockers. So I just try to spit it out. Alternating possession, it's Mines basketball. So the Hard Rockers get the ball inbounded. Dewar back into the contest. They pass it off to Thomas. And we've got a foul called away from the basketball. And that's going to go on number 40, Caleb Shockman. Shockman cleared out Trevor Waltersdorf that time. And Waltersdorf hit the deck. So the foul called on Shockman is his second. Team foul number 5 on the Hard Rockers. Dort College will inbound length of the floor in front of them. Tyler Waltersdorf to throw the ball in. Gets it in to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Walt. Walt will bring it up against Dewar. Tyler Waltersdorf. Underneath it goes Trevor Waltersdorf. No look pass. Vogel dunk! Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket off the slam dunk off the assist from Trevor Waltersdorf. And the defenders have opened up a 9-point lead. Thomas with the basketball. Travels with it. No call made. Here's Dewar. Dewar double-teamed by T.J. Malone, and we've got a travel called on Dewar. He can't believe it. Neither can his coach. And from my vantage point, top row of the bleachers here in Rapid City, I don't believe he traveled either. They call it, though, and Dort College gets the basketball. T.J. Malone with the basketball on the right side, working on Jacobson. They pass it over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Waltersdorf, Trevor with the basketball. Back out front, Tyler. Tyler, three ball, no good, missed everything. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mines basketball. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ball game right here at 32-23. Defenders up, 3:10 left to play in the half. Shockman comes to left side over to Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball. Dort College trying to grit this one out in the first half. The shots have not been falling, but they've managed to limit Mines to 23 points thus far. Dewar working on Vogel. They get it to Shockman. Shockman puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Who's the foul going to go on? They're going to ring up Jordan Vogel with his third. And Chris Severs is going to pop off of the bench. So Vogel, wrong place, wrong time. And Severs will have to check back into the contest. Vogel was helping out on the post move that Shockman was putting on Trevor Waltersdorf. First free throw by Shockman is up. No good. Mines is not a sharp shooting free throw team. They're making 63.6% of their free throws. And they're getting outshot at the free throw line this season. Another free throw on the way by Shockman. Left it short, no good. Another rebound by Kyle Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College ahead to Austin Kachi. Kachi, Warner, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 2:41 left to play in the half. Comes back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Now Warner, Kachi, ball fake, triple team. Gets it away, Lindbergh. Extra pass, Warner. Three ball, get in there. Good! Three-point basket, Cliff Warner. He's got six, and the defenders open up a 12-point lead. At 35-23, 2:20 left to play in the half. Here comes Thomas. He'll drive in, lays it up with the right hand, left side good. Kelvin Thomas breaks the run by Dort College. Defenders lead 35-25, and Trevor Waltersdorf with the lay-in, goaltended by Mines. And the two-point basket for Trevor Waltersdorf. Walt with 13 this half. Dort College leads 37-25. A dozen-point lead. Let's see if Dort College can add a couple more to it before the half comes to a close. Mines basketball in the backcourt is Jacobson. Dort College in a full-court pressure defense. Mines gets it across half-court. Dort College playing man-to-man. They switch off on the cut on the right side. Comes back over to Jacobson, guarded there by Lindbergh. 15 to shoot for Mines. Down to the baseline is Dewar. Dewar blocked by Severs, but a foul on Severs. Chris picks up his second. Let's see what Coach Ross Dalme elects to do here with 1:46 remaining. 1:46 remaining. Dort College up a dozen. Free throws on the way for Kyle Dewar. It's spelled D-O-E-R-R. Could go with door, but they pronounce it door. First free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way. 37 to 25, Dort College by a dozen. Free throw on the way. This one's up and rattles in. All right, now Coach Ross Dahm is going to roll the dice and leave Severs in the ballgame. Dort College leading by 11, 37 to 26. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi feeds it left side. Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. 1:30 on the game clock. And the official just bought a flop call. They call Severs for the offensive foul. Where the player just simply fell down twice in a row. 37 to 26, Dort College by 11. When you're on the road, you don't get any favors done. Ball deflected. Kachi comes up with it, and we've got a foul called. And I don't know what that call was. The ball was deflected by Kachi at midcourt. He was going in for a steal. They whistle it dead. They give Dort College the basketball at midcourt. A head scratcher, to say the least. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it up to Waltersdorf. Tyler back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, left it short, no good. Not falling tonight. He keeps shooting, though. With the basketball is Dietz. Dietz puts up the short shot, good. Michael Dietz with a two-point basket. He's got six, and the defenders lead 37-28. Dort College with the basketball. They've led by as many as 12. They lead by nine right now. Under a minute left to play in the half. Warner gives to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Warner. Warner gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg's pass deflected. Tipped out of bounds by Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. 13 on the shot clock. 33 on the game clock. So Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Dort College by 9, 37 to 28. So Warner to trigger it in. Looking, passes over the top, finds Kachi, 12 to shoot. Kachi hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff for the basketball, 8 to shoot, gets a screen. Tries to pass it off, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College catches a break. They've got 3 seconds to get a shot off. They'll be inbounding on the sideline. Free throw line extended. They get it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner off balance. Three, no good. Rebound controlled by Waltersdorf. That's Trevor. And Dort College will hold for one. So Dort College, if all goes according to plan, will at least go into the locker room up by nine. Warner with the basketball. Cliff gets a ball screen, and we've got a foul called on the Mines. They had a foul to give, though, and that's not a bad one to give. They now have team foul number 6. Dort College will inbound again on the sideline, 5.3 seconds remaining. Jacobson whistled for his first personal. Next foul's the bonus. Lindberg gives it back over to Cliff. Cliff gets a ball screen, 2 seconds, puts it up from 17, good. Count the basket, a two-point basket for Cliff Warner, and the Dort College defenders go into the locker room up 39-28, an 11-point advantage for the defenders here in Rapid City. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with more from South Dakota School of Mines and Technology right after this. Halftime break, Dort College leads 39-28. This was Dort College getting out to the early lead tonight. They're up 12-5. The Lancer, I've been doing that all night. The Hard Rockers cut the lead down to 16-15. Called a timeout. And the Hard Rockers took the lead at 17-16. We're up again at 19-18, but a three-pointer, I believe, by Austin Kachi gave Dort College the lead at 21-19. We were tied at 21-21 with 6:37 left to go in the half. Dort College proceeded to score the next 7 points. and took as much as a 12-point lead at 35-23. They're up again 37-25, hoping that they could grow it just a little bit. They could not. The Hard Rockers cut the lead down to 9 at 37-28, but a basket by Cliff Warner at the buzzer. A two-pointer from the right wing off the dribble made it 39-28 at the halftime break. Dort College led unofficially by Austin Kachi with 13 points. And you also have Trevor Waltersdorf with 13 unofficially. For the Hard Rockers, they have 6 from Michael Dietz and 6 from Kyle Dewar to lead the way for the hosts. Dort College leads 39-28. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. First half numbers look like this, and the Dort College defenders, not one of their better shooting performances in the first half, but they've still been able to find a way to fight and scrap and take an 11-point lead at 39-28. Dort College 15 of 32 from the floor, 46.9%, and I am quite surprised that it is that high. They've made just enough three-pointers, though, 5 for 15, to stretch the lead out. They're 4 for 5 from the free throw line are the defenders. They've been out-rebounded 15 to 13. That, I would imagine, will be a point of emphasis at halftime. Turnovers, Mines has committed 10. Dort College has committed 8. If you had asked me how many Dort College had in the first half, I would have guessed around 12 or 13. They seemed to come in bunches. Did a better job in the latter part of the first half, though, of taking care of the basketball, and that was a reason that they were able to pull away from a 21-21 tie to outscore the Mines 18-7 over the final 6:37 of the first half. Mines is 11 of 23 from the floor, 47.8%, 1 for 4 on threes, 25%, 5 for 10 on free throws for 50%. They have those 10 turnovers that I talked about as well. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the individual numbers right after this. Individual totals look like this. First of all, for the host school, South Dakota Mines, 6 for Michael Dietz, 6 for Kyle Dewar, 3 for Tanner Friesian, 2 for Tommy Smith, 2 for Nathan Jacobson, 2 for Lucas Nolan, 2 for Kelvin Thomas, 3 for Lance Kilburn, 2 for Caleb Shockman. That's their total of 28. For Dort College, 13 for Trevor Waltersdorf, 11 for Austin Kachi. Eight points for Cliff Warner, 3 for Jordan Vogel, 2 for Kyle Lindberg, and 2 for Chris Severs for their total of 39 points. Rebounds, Kyle Lindberg with 5. Trevor Waltersdorf, Jordan Vogel, and Austin Kachi with 2 rebounds each. For Mines, 4 for Kyle Dewar, 2 for Nathan Jacobson, Michael Dietz, and Lucas Nolan. Assist, Cliff Warner credited with 5. 2 for Kyle Lindberg, 2 for Austin Kachi. For Mines, 2 for Tanner Friesian and 2 for Kyle Dewar. Mines has 3 different players with 1 steal each. Dort College has 6 different players with 1 steal each. 39-28 Dort College by 11. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. Let us settle, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. We're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a rundown of what's coming up tomorrow and next week on KDCR right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up this week on KDCR tomorrow, make sure I get this timing correct, 3 o'clock local time for me, 4 o'clock for you in Iowa. It'll be Dort College taking on the Black Hills State Yellow Jackets. Back here at the Thanksgiving Classic hosted by South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Next week, Monday, Dort College facing AIB in women's college basketball. That's a 6 o'clock start time in Des Moines. Wednesday evening, Dort College at home as they face Dakota Wesleyan in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And Dort College wraps up next week with the conference game 1 week from tomorrow at home against Midland. Looking at the Dort College men's basketball schedule after this weekend, they have one non-conference contest remaining. That is a Dakota State date in January. Otherwise, it's exclusively GPAC basketball for the defenders after this weekend. For the Dort College Defender women, they have the non-conference game with AIB on Monday. They'll play in a pair of games at a Northwestern Red Raider Classic in Orange City the week between Christmas and New Year's. And they also face Dakota State in January. As Dakota State, more or less a de facto GPAC member this year, as they are on a lot of the GPAC schedules competing as an NAIA independent. They're a big reason why the Dakota Athletic Conference dissolved as quick as it did. They made the announcement they were going the independent route last year. That reduced the Dakota Athletic Conference to, I believe, five teams. And South Dakota Tech and Black Hills State transitioning to NCAA Division II athletics. That Dakota Athletic Conference is evaporating before our very eyes, and that was a powerful conference back in the 90s when Dort College was a part of it, along with Mount Marty, Sioux Falls, Dakota Wesleyan, all part of the old SDIC. But those days are gone, as that conference has very quickly disintegrated and is no more, as many of those schools have gone the NCAA Division II route. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball as we start the second half. Trevor Walterstorff into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Cliff Warner. Comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball on the right wing. To the free throw line, and an offensive foul called on Austin Kachi. Kachi tried to drive to the free throw line. He is called for extending his forearm out to give himself a little room to work. It's foul number one on Austin. Team foul number one on the defenders here in the second half. And Dort College, before this one's all said and done, may have to battle through some foul trouble. They've got two players with three fouls apiece. They are Vogel and Sievers. No one else, fortunately, with more than two. They give it inside. Shot on the way is off of the glass and good for Tommy Smith. Tommy Smith with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is back to single digits at 39-30. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball. 19 minutes left to go in the game. Lindbergh has it on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. He'll drive in. Dumps it off for Vogel. Vogel, finger roll in the lane is good. Five for Vogel. And the Dort College defenders back in front by double digits at 41-30. Mines basketball. Dietz with it. Dietz passes right side Duer. Duer with the basketball. Dort College in a matchup, it appears, right now. Comes over to Jacobson. Jacobson, Dewar, three, off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh wants to run. Lindbergh ahead to Vogel, through his hands, saved in by Walterstorff, unable to keep an employee Warner, and Dort College misses an opportunity to expand the lead. Mines basketball. So the Hard Rockers with the basketball in the backcourt. Dort College with a 41-30 advantage. Jacobson bringing the ball across half court. Working against Warner. He passes left side Smith. Smith on the wing. Dewar with it on the left elbow. He'll work his way in. Crossover move. Puts it up. Blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken down by Dietz. Dietz, ball fake, shot no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Dewar. Dewar drives the lane, and he's fouled on the play by Kyle Lindbergh. And Dort College's post players doing everything they can to not commit a foul. And still the foul called, as Kyle Lindbergh called for just a little bit of a blocked shot attempt. Foul number two on the defenders here in the second half. Foul number one on Lindbergh. Foul's going to go on number 31, Kyle Lindbergh. Kyle Dewar to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He is 2-for-4 tonight. This one's up and through. It's a 10-point ball game again at 41-31. Another free throw on the way, 17:50 left to play in the ball game. A second free throw on the way for Dewar. This one's up, and he left it short, no good. A rebound corralled by Trevor Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Trevor with it, right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, three, wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Dewar. Dewar with the basketball. Dewar dishes it off, shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Walt. Walt with Vogel. Vogel gives it back over to Walt. Walt layup high off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mines. It'll be Dort College. No, it's going to be last touch by Dort. It'll be Mines basketball. Every time Dort College has had an opportunity, it seems, to extend the lead, something odd happens on the way to getting that bigger lead. And the Mines have the basketball. Bringing it up is Jacobson. Jacobson over the top of the press. Passes right side. Shot no good. Rebound Kachi. And Kachi has it off of his fingertips out of bounds. Dort College just a step off this evening. Still managing a 10-point lead right now, 41-31. But Mines hanging around. Tanner Friesian to throw the ball in. He gets it in to Dewar. Dewar to Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball. They fire it through the lane, and it's off of Dewar and out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, and I'm not sure what Dewar wanted. He was talking to the official if he thought a Dort College player was holding him. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball. Walterstorff gives it back over to Lindbergh. 17:05 left to play in regulation. Lindbergh with the basketball. Dort College has not shot it well from the perimeter this evening. Kachi with the ball. Dort College still with a 10-point lead, though. Ball deflected, picked up by Lindbergh. 19 to shoot for the defenders. Warner comes back over to Trevor. Trevor drives baseline, kicks it over to Kachi. Kachi in the corner. Kachi back over to Lindbergh. 10 to shoot for the defenders, and we've got a hand check called on Michael Dietz. Dietz whistled for his second. Team foul number one on Mines. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Austin Kachi. Kachi to throw it in. Dort College with one bucket here in the second half so far. Trevor with the basketball back over to Cliff Warner. Warner gives it up over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff to the free throw line. Tries to thread the needle, and it's kicked. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. No, they'll give it to them instead on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cliff Warner to throw the ball in. Seavers in the ball game moments ago for Vogel. They get it in to Walt. Walt, finger roll, good. Trevor Walterstorff for the two-point basket. He's got 15, and the Dort College defenders use a timeout. 16:37 left to go in the contest. Dort College with a 12-point lead. Timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A muddy ball game so far, and it's the best way to describe it. 16:27 left to go in regulation. Dort College with a 43-31 advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Greenaway is a broker. Mines will inbound the basketball on the backcourt. Michael Dietz. Dietz gets it into Jacobson. Jacobson passes back over to Dietz. Dietz gives it up left side. Now gets the return pass. Fire it back over to Kilburn. Kilburn, Jacobson, Jacobson, Kilburn. Guarded there by Kachi. Ball nearly deflected by Warner. Picked up by Jacobson. Jacobson passes it off to Friesian. Friesian back to Jacobson, trying to back Cliff Warner down. Here's Kilbourne. Ball deflected. Picked up by Mines in the corner. Down to the baseline. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Kilbourne. Kilbourne down on the baseline, and he's fouled on the play by Austin Kachi. That's number two on Austin. 15:51 left to go. In regulation. Throwing the ball in for Mines will be Tanner Friesen, fresh 35 for Mines to work with. Andor College made one defensive stop. Now they'll try to make another. Jacobson with the basketball in the backcourt. He'll bring it across half-court stripe. Jacobson in between the circles. He passes left side Duer. Duer working against Severs. Puts up the shot. Got it to go. Duer able to get his shoulders around Severs that time. And it's a 10-point ball game again at 43-33. Austin Kachi with the basketball on the right side. Austin looking for the two-man game. Looking down low for Severs. He's not open. Instead comes back out front Warner. Warner over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff reverses over to Kachi. Kachi, deep left corner. Austin with the basketball. Austin picks up his dribble. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back to Kachi. Lost the dribble. Picked up by Mines, driving the other way. Layup is good by Kilburn. He's got five, and the defender lead is 8, 43-35. Trevor Walterstorff into the front court. He passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball back over to Warner. Dort College has not been sharp this evening. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi drives baseline, puts the shot up, soft off the window. Good. Austin Kachi with 15. He and Walterstorff share game and team honors. Jacobson with the basketball. He passes left side over to Dietz. They rifle it underneath Duer. Duer shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go on Dort College and Trevor Walterstorff, I believe. Dort College unable to keep Duer off the glass as he followed his own miss. He'll go to the free throw line. For Walt, that's number one this evening. Duer this evening, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Kachi, Lindbergh, Severs check out. Vogel, Tyler Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser check in, joining Trevor Walterstorff and Cliff Warner. Calvin Thomas checks into the contest for Mines. Duer's at the free throw line. Kilburn is also in the ball game, along with Tanner Friesian and Lucas Nolan. Dort College with a 10-point lead, 45-35. Second free throw of the way for Duer is up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler. Gets it away to Trevor Walterstorff, and Dort College with a 10-point lead and the basketball. Trevor with the ball. Gives it right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball straight on. Comes back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the ball. Cliff has it near midcourt. 15 to shoot as he lost it momentarily. Finds Tyler Walterstorff in the lane. His shot is good. Tyler with his first basket today. Dort College extends the lead to a dozen, 47-35. Dort College matching their biggest lead of the ballgame, I believe. And we've got a travel on the other end. Lucas Nolan, the backup point guard, drug his pivot foot. Dort College will get the basketball back. So Tyler Walterstorff will inbound the basketball. Tyler Walterstorff to throw the ball in on the sideline. Gets it into Trevor Walterstorff, Dort College with a 12-point lead. And we've got a foul on the play called on Kelvin Thomas. Thomas whistled for the personal. His first. Team foul number two on Mines here in the second half. 13:43 left to go in regulation. North College by a dozen. Throwing the ball in will be Tyler Walterstorff. Gets it into Cliff Horner, working against Lucas Nolan. They'll try for a ball screen out front. Pass comes right side. Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Reverses it back over to Cliff. Open three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser with it. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Kelvin Thomas. Thomas whistled for his second personal. Team foul number three on Mines here in the second half. Kaiser stayed strong after it. Throwing the ball in will be Warner. So Cliff to trigger it in. Cliff Warner looking to throw in. Gets it into Walt again. Walt layup good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. That is the third time I believe we have seen that play where Warner Walterstorff is just simply able to slip down the lane. A little bit of interference in front of him. You forget about that player on the elbow. And Walterstorff goes in and knocks down the easy shot, and he's fouled on the play. Free throw is up. Too strong. Goes down anyhow. Bounced it off the back of the iron, and it drops through, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ball game at 50-35. North College putting together a little run here with a group of reserves checking in for significant minutes. Ball taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Ahead to Cliff Warner. Warner driving in. Kicks to the trailer. Vogel back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walt. Walt, baseline jumper. Too strong, no good. Tyler Walterstorff up after it, and he gets fouled from behind. There's at least the ball out of bounds off of Mines, if not a foul. The official on the near side is going to come over and say, no, no, it's Dort College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff had snaked his way in. The player went over the top of him. They get the ball inbounded. Warner. Warner over the top to Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College with an opportunity to build on a 15-point lead. A bucket here would be big. Pass goes left side. Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor driving. Fading away, off the window, no good. Rebound fought for, it's down on the ground, picked up by the Mines. Mines driving the other way, layup with the right hand, no good. Fight for the basketball, still loose. It's picked up by Dort College. Coming away with it is Vogel. Vogel gives it off to Warner. It's a melee ahead to Walterstorff. Walterstorff holds it up. Gives it over to Ty. Ty left side, Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser back over to Warner. Dort College with a 15-point lead. 12:20 remaining. Kaiser, ball fake, down to the baseline. Kicks it out to Warner. Warner, three ball, no good. It's short. Rebound taken away by Mines. This has not been the prettiest of nights for Dort College, but they've been able to do it on the defensive end so far. They've limited Mines to 35 points through 28 minutes of basketball. 50-35, ball through the lane, tipped by Kelvin Thomas. It'll be Dort College basketball. Every once in a while, you've got to go out and you've got to win an ugly basketball game. Dort College trying to do exactly that here this evening. Trevor Walterstorff will check out of the ballgame. Dort College will go with the twin posts of Severs and Vogel right now. Kaiser on the floor as well. He'll drive the lane, kicks it over to Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel left side Warner. Warner back over to Severs. Severs reverses Lindbergh. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Kaiser. Tic-tac-toe. Three-point basket for Sean Kaiser. And the Dort College defenders open up an 18-point advantage at 53-35. Pass goes left side Kilburn. Kilburn with the ball. Kilburn gives it up over to Dietz. Dietz with the basketball working against with Nolan. Nolan gives back over to Jacobson. He'll work it against Kaiser. Nearly thrown away in the half-court set. Mines maintains it. With it is Kilburn. Kilburn drops it down low. Shockman, his half-hook in the lane is good. Caleb Shockman with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 53-37. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kaiser, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Lucas Nolan. 10:52 remaining in regulation. T.J. Malone is in. Cliff Warner is out. On the floor for Dort College right now, you've got Severs and Vogel. You've got Lindbergh and Kaiser, and you got T.J. Malone. For the Mines, you've got Lucas Nolan playing point along with Nathan Jacobson. T.J. Malone gets a screen out front from Lindbergh. T.J. picks up his dribble, gives it to Vogel. Vogel facing up. He's going to drive baseline, kicks it over to Kaiser, rifles it down low for Severs. Back outside, T.J. Malone. 20 to shoot for the defenders. 10:35 remaining in regulation. T.J. gets it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, he steps back. Long two. No, it's a three. Three-point basket. Sean Kaiser back-to-back trace by the defenders. And the Dort College defenders have a 56-37 advantage. Dort College in a zone here. They pass it down to the baseline. Shockman. Shockman with the ball. Shockman gives it up. Now comes back over to Jacobson. He'll put up the jumper. The three is good. Jacobson with the three-point basket. And just past the midpoint of the second half, Dort College has pushed what was an 11-point lead at halftime up to 16 at 56-40. There's a timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Dort College with a 16-point lead at 56-40. Bringing the ball up is Lindbergh. Dort College into the offensive set. Sean Kaiser's hit a couple of big threes here in the second half, extending the lead for the defenders. Kyle Lindbergh will drive baseline, puts it up in traffic, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play, and the Tech players can't believe it. What I can't believe is Dort College has only gotten to the free throw line a total of five times this evening. They've been trying to force the ball down low. They haven't been able to get the enough contact to get to the free throw line regularly. Tech has gotten to the free throw line regularly, but have only converted 6 of 14, according to my count. Kyle Lindbergh with a pair of free throws on the way. First free throw is up and good. Lindbergh with his first point of the day. Quite honestly, I don't remember him taking many shots. Sean Kaiser will check out of the ballgame. He gets a nice round of applause from the Dort College fans who made it to the Black Hills area for the weekend. Second free throw by Lindbergh is up and down, so Kyle makes both free throws. 58-40, Dort College by 18. Mines basketball, they pass it right side. Three ball on the way, rattles no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Kachi. As he falls out of bounds, there's a reason he fell out of bounds. But they whistle it. Mines basketball. Nearly turning it over on the inbounds play. Shockman has to fall out of bounds to save it into his point guard, Nathan Jacobson. Jacobson at midcourt. He passes right side over to Nolan. Nolan feeds it down low. Puts up the shot. No good, but a foul on the play as Michael Dietz got into the lane. He got fouled on the shot attempt, and Kyle Lindbergh is whistled for the personal. And for Kyle, that's number two this evening. Team foul number five on the defenders. 9:15 left to play in regulation. Dort College by 18. Free throw on the way is up. Good. Dietz is a 64% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Dietz. He's got 7 points. This one's on the way and good as well. 16-point advantage for Dort College. Kyle Lindbergh will bring the basketball up. 9:10 remaining. Lindbergh passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi comes back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. He'll drive in, puts it up, hits the floor hard. As does the Tech player, Jacobson. Shaken up on the play. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Warner comes up. Trying to walk it off as he may have twisted an ankle on the way down. Cliff Warner with 8 points this afternoon or this evening. Fouls charged to Jacobson. That's his second. Dort College leading 58-42, 9:02 remaining in the contest. So Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College this evening is 6 for 7 from the free throw line. So the junior from Altoona makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Kilburn is in. Nolan is out. Another free throw on the way, trying to extend it back to 18. That's been Dort College's biggest lead this evening. 59-42 currently, pending the free throw coming. Second free throw on the way by Warner is up and good. So Warner makes them both. Dort College leads 60-42. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out as well. With it is Jacobson at midcourt. Jacobson setting the offense, looking for the wing player Dietz. Instead, he passes right side Kilburn. Kilburn with the ball. Kilburn feeds it right side over to Friesian. Friesian looking down low, gets it to Dietz. Dietz working against Lindbergh. And we have a travel called. Dietz tried to work his way in against Lindbergh. Lindbergh held his ground. Dietz gets called for the travel. Dort College now with a chance to build on the lead. 60-42, Dort College by 18. Trevor Walterstorff across midcourt. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi to Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the corner. Kyle will drive baseline and tries to kick it over to Jacobson. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner to trigger it. Gets it into Kachi. Kachi three ball. No good. Rebound tapped by Severs. Controlled by Dietz. Dietz with the basketball. Dietz will come to the top of the key. He feeds it to Kilburn. Kilburn a long two. Rattles no good. Rebound Shockman. Shockman in the lane. His shot is good. Caleb Shockman with six off the bench. Dort College leads 60-44. 8 minutes remaining in the contest. Walterstorff down low. Severs working on Shockman. Shot is good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Shockman can't believe it. Shockman whistled for his third personal. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and that is foul number four on Caleb Shockman. Lindbergh and Kachi are out. Kaiser is back in along with Tyler Walterstorff. 7:54 left to go in the game. Dort College with a chance to build the lead to 19. 62-44. Free throw by Severs is up, and he gets that one to swish through. Dort College is 5-for-5 on free throws in the second half. They lead 63-44. Vogel's in. Severs is out. On the floor for the defenders, Trevor Walterstorff, Tyler Walterstorff, Vogel, Kaiser, and Warner. Hot front with the basketball is Friesian. Friesian gives it off to Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball near the center jump circle. He passes left side Shockman on the wing. Shockman gives it up to Friesian. Friesian back out front, Michael Dietz. Dietz gets the return pass now. Dietz thought about the long two. Instead, passes it off left side Friesian. Friesian loses his footing. And Sean Kaiser is going to be called for the personal. That's team foul number six. For Sean Kaiser, that's number one. Team foul number six. That's the last one Dort College had to give here in this half. Tanner Friesian will inbound the basketball. Friesian looking to throw in. Throws it in over the top. Warner up after it. Tips it. Saved in to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back over to Cliff Warner. Dort College with a chance to build on the 19-point lead. He'll pull it out and set the offense. Kaiser over to Trevor. Trevor left side. Cliff. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel reverses. Kaiser open three. Not this time. Pass to a rebound taken away by Trevor Walterstorff. Credit Tyler Walterstorff with tying up a player on the rebound attempt. And that freed up Trevor Walterstorff for the rebound. Vogel with the turnaround. Good. 21-point lead. Dort College with it. 65-44. Jordan Vogel with 7 points. Dort College stretching this one out right now. Mines with the basketball. Jacobson. Jacobson gives it up to Shockman. Shockman in between the circles out front. Driving is Kilburn, and Kilburn's shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Walterstorff. And for Trevor, that is number two. Kilburn will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. He's 1-for-2 there this evening. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. Mines currently is 8 for 17 from the free throw line. Trevor Walterstorff checks out of the ball game. Sievers and Vogel are in together along with Tyler Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser, and Cliff Warner. Kilburn's free throw is up, and that one's good, so he makes one of two. He's got six, and the defenders lead by 20, 65 to 45. 6.5 left to go in the contest. With the basketball is Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff will drive left side. Nothing there. Gives it up to Vogel on the baseline. Back over to Sievers. Sievers kick out Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Into the lane. Rifles it over to Vogel, and Vogel can't hang on to it. A little too hot to handle for Vogel. Kaiser had him open for the split second. Had a little too much mustard on it, though, and the Mines have the basketball back. Mines bring it up. Jacobson passes off to Thomas. Thomas left side Kilburn. Kilburn back over to Jacobson. Jacobson down to Dietz. Dietz puts it up over the top of Vogel off of the glass. No good. Good defense that time by Vogel. They get it back over to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Here comes Dort College with a 20-point lead. 5:45 remaining. Pass comes right side. Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff gives it back over to Vogel. Vogel now to Warner. Warner with a basketball. Cliff with it. Right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. Kaiser gives it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes over to Sievers. Sievers, Vogel. Vogel straight on 15-footer. Good. Vogel with 9. Dort College leads 67-45. 5:15 remaining in regulation. T.J. Malone's going to check back into the ballgame at the next dead ball. Dewar passes over to Kelvin Thomas. Thomas comes back over to Jacobson. Jacobson with the basketball. Comes back to Dewar. Dewar drops it down low for Dietz, and we have a foul called underneath on Jordan Vogel. One and one opportunity coming here for Michael Dietz. 67-45, Dort College, it would seem, has this one in hand. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throw's on the way for Michael Dietz. Free throw is up and good. Dietz with another one on the way. Elsewhere in the GPAC today, Hastings over Tabor, 70-68. Nebraska Wesleyan defeats Concordia College of Moorhead, 66-52. Second free throw, no good by Dietz. Vogel has it tapped away and can't control it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Mines basketball. And McPherson College defeated Doan 68-58. Morningside women victorious over Black Hill State earlier today, 69-58. All those previous scores were men's games. Three-pointer on the way. Kilburn is up and good. Kilburn with 9. Dort College leads 67-49. Four unanswered by the Hard Rockers. And the ball saved in off of a Dort College player. It'll be Mines basketball. So Mines will get it back. 4:40 left to play in the game. See if Mines has one charge in them here. That's about all the time they have. With it, right side is Jacobson. Jacobson feeds it left side. Kilburn. Kilburn to Dietz. Dietz on the left elbow. Comes back over to Kilburn. He'll put up a three and hit it. Three-point basket for Lance Kilburn. He's got 12. And the Dort College lead is 67-52. Kyle Lindberg across half court, 4:14 remaining. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Mines. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:11 left to play in regulation. Dort College will go with their original starting five on the floor right now, minus Vogel plus Sievers for the moment. Pass comes left side with it. Is Lindberg. Lindberg right side. They get it over to Warner. Warner with the ball. 13 to shoot for Dort College. Under 4 minutes remaining. Trevor Walterstorff underneath Vogel. And Vogel is fouled. Sievers is fouled on the play. It's So Severs will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. So a 1-1 on the way for Chris Severs. Dort College with a 15-point advantage. 3:54 left in the game. Dort College led in scoring tonight by Austin Kachi and Trevor Waltersdorf with 15 each unofficially. Chris Severs' first free throw in and out, no good. This one's not over yet. 67-52, Dort College by 15. Well, the basketball is Nolan. Nolan shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf, and he's wrapped up immediately. Double bonus time for Dort College and Trevor Waltersdorf. Am not sure what Lucas Nolan had in mind there. Waltersdorf got the rebound, and he bear-hugged him. So Trevor Waltersdorf will shoot a pair here with Dort College, an opportunity to extend the lead again. 67-52. First free throw on the way for Walt is up and good. Trevor Waltersdorf now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Game high 16 for Walt. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Rapid City right after this. 3:43 left to go in the game. Dort College with a 69-52 advantage. It'll be Mines basketball as we resume play. Dort College, 3:43 away from starting the season 9-0 with a game to come tomorrow afternoon. Short turnaround against Black Hills State. Dietz with the basketball in the backcourt. Lucas Nolan. Nolan across half court. Nolan will set the offense. He passes left side Kilburn. He's hit a couple of threes. Comes back right side Thomas. Thomas on the wing. Tries to dump it down low for Dietz. Dietz saves it into Kilburn. Kilburn to Dewar. Dewar 15-footer is good. Kyle Dewar with the two-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 69-54. 3:13 remaining in the game. Trevor Waltersdorf on the left side over to Warner. Warner with the basketball looking down low for Severs. Instead comes over to Kachi at the top of the key. He's midway between the half-court stripe and the center, top of the key. Comes right side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Warner. Warner will set the offense. 10 to shoot for the defenders. They'll clear out for Waltersdorf. He's against Dietz. Gives over to Warner. Warner, three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket for Warner. He's got 13, 72-54. 2:38 left to play in the game. Dewar, spin move in the lane. His left-handed shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Mines, and they throw it away. Dewar saw the official, thought it was a teammate, threw it away. Nania Sapanamoa checks into the contest. Trevor Waltersdorf will check out. TJ Malone is in. Also checking in for the Dort College defenders. We got Vandekamp. So Matt Vandekamp into the contest. And Nick Wilson will check in. 2:27 remaining. He'll check in for Chris Severs. 72-54, Dort College up. With 2:27 remaining. Vandekamp gives it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up. Lindbergh across half court. Gives it to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa picks up his dribble. Tries to pass out of the double team. And Mines comes up with it. Steele coming back the other way. Thomas off of the window, no good. Rebound controlled by the Mines and Lucas Nolan. And Nolan puts it back up and loses it on the way up, but he's fouled. So Nolan will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Nick Wilson whistled for the personal foul. His first, team foul number team foul number nine. Another free throw on the way for Nolan. This is actually Nolan's first trip to the free throw line. And we've got a lane violation called on Shockman. So wave off the free throw by Nolan. Dort College will have it in the backcourt, leading by 18. They get it inbounded to Vandekamp. Matt Vandekamp will bring the basketball up. Vandekamp over to T.J. Malone. Malone back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Saponamoa. Saponamoa gives it off to Malone. Malone to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Lindbergh underneath Wilson. Wilson muscles it up. Shot off the glass. Is blocked by Shockman, but the goaltending call on Shockman. And Nick Wilson will get credit for a basket. Then Sietsma into the contest. 74-54, Dort College leading. Sietsma is in, Lindbergh is out. 1:41 left to play in regulation. Lucas Nolan brings it up, passes over to Thomas. Thomas gives left side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith to Nolan. Nolan right side. Shot on the way is no good by Kilburn. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Ahead it goes to Saponamoa. Saponamoa up above the rim, hits it off the heel, no good. And now a reach-in foul called on Dort College and T.J. Malone. Well, Saponamoa almost got too high on that dunk attempt. So he threw it over the top, threw it over the rim and off the heel. It was a contested attempt. And two free throws now for Kelvin Thomas. Thomas with two free throws on the way. Both teams in the double bonus. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. James Ryler's dam is in. Reese Beaver is in. Wilson is out. Malone is out. I believe that's everyone in uniform for Dort College now in the ballgame. Second free throw by Thomas is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Saponamoa. Saponamoa comes up with it. Strip free and coming up with it. Mines with the steal. Mines, they pass it right side. Three-pointer on the way is up, no good. Rebound deflected out, picked up by Mines. Shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, and we've got a foul called again on Dort College and Ben Sietsma. No, it's going to go on Tech. Foul's going to go on number 10 for Tech. That is James Dean. So Dean whistled for the foul. 74-54, Dort College by 20. Sietsma, free throw is up. Good. So Sietsma into the score column. Sietsma is a sophomore from Hudsonville, Michigan. Second free throw on the way by Sietsma is up and good. Sharp shooter notching down. Dort College leads 76-54. Driving with the right hand is Nolan, and we've got a foul called on the defenders, I believe on Reese Beaver. Beaver whistled for the personal. And free throws on the way for Nolan. Well, Dort College will improve to 9-0. Mines will fall to 2-3. Their losing streak is now 3. Things get no easier for them tomorrow as they take on Great Falls. It looked like a pretty good outfit to me as they knocked off Black Hills State earlier this evening. Caught the tail end of that one. That was game number 2 of the day here. Shot no good. Rebound Saponamoa. Saponamoa gives it off to Vandekamp. Vandekamp will bring it up. Vandekamp into the front court. Passes over to Reese Beaver. Beaver on the wing. Sietsma. 35 seconds left. Now Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball on the wing. Puts it on the floor. Trying to shed the defensive player. Pass over to Beaver is tapped out of bounds by Kelvin Thomas. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. We'll be back at it tomorrow. 4 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Mountain. Dort College taking on Black Hill State tomorrow afternoon. Sietsma down on the floor after it, and Sietsma forces the tie up. Dort College loses the basketball on the change of possession. Lee Hosey forces the tie up. 21.8 seconds remaining in this one. Dort College leading by 21. With the basketball is Nolan. Nolan on the wing. Back out front. Dean, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kelvin Thomas. His shot, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Tech. It'll be Dort College basketball. This one all but over. 3.6 seconds remaining. Dort College will inbound, and that'll be it. They get it inbounded to Vandekamp. Dort College wins 76-55, the final margin. Dort College improves to 9-0. South Dakota Tech falls to 2-3. Let's take a break and be back with more from Rapid City right after this. Well, not every game is going to be the most beautiful to watch. And today, the Dort College defenders managed to win one that they had to fight their way through. Shots were not dropping. They end up winning those 76-55. It was a 39-28 ball game at halftime. Dort College outscores South Dakota Tech 37-27 in the second half. So Dort College holds Tech 12 points below their scoring average coming into the contest. Tech held Dort College to 14 points below their average, but Dort College prevails 76-55. Dort College led unofficially by Trevor Walterstorff's 20 points. While I have South Dakota Tech led by Lance Kilburn's 12 points off of the bench unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers. Dort College wins 76-55 in men's college basketball. Back with more right after this. Here are the final numbers. Dort College, 27-54 from the floor, 50%, 8 for 23 on threes, 34.8%, 14 of 16 from the free throw line, 87.5%. South Dakota Mines, 20 of 53 from the floor, 37.7%. 4 of 12 from the three-point line, 33%. 11 of 24 on free throws, 45.8%. Could have been a far different ball game if Mines had made their free throws. Mines out rebounds, Dort College 35-27. Turnovers, Dort College committed 17, Mines committed 19. Individual totals, Trevor Walterstorff had 20 points tonight, 7 of 13 from the floor, 6 for 6 on free throws. 13 for Cliff Warner, 13 officially for Austin Kachi, 5 for 7 from the floor, 3 for 5 on three-pointers. 8 points for Sean Kaiser, 7 for Jordan Vogel, 4 for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Chris Sievers, 2 each for Nick Wilson, Ben Sietzma, and Tyler Walterstorff. For Mines, they were led by Lance Kilburn off of the bench with 12. Kyle Dewar had 11. 7 for Michael Dietz, 5 for Tanner Friesen, 5 for Nathan Jacobson, 4 for Tommy Smith, 3 for Lucas Nolan, 2 for Kelvin Thomas, and 6 for Caleb Shockman for their total of 55. Rebounding, Dort College's Trevor Walterstorff and Kyle Lindberg had 6 rebounds each, 4 rebounds for Jordan Vogel and Austin Kachi, 3 for Tyler Walterstorff. For Mines, Kyle Dewar had 8 rebounds, 6 for Michael Dietz, 4 for Lucas Nolan, and 3 for Kelvin Thomas. Tanner Friesen had 2 assists, as did Kyle Dewar and Lucas Nolan. For Dort College, Cliff Warner had 9 assists, 3 for Kyle Lindberg, 2 each for Trevor Walterstorff, TJ Malone, and Austin Kachi. 2 steals for Cliff Warner. 5 other players had 6 other players had 1 steal apiece. Dort College with a total of 8 steals this evening. South Dakota Mines had 6 players with 1 steal each. Dort College improves to 9-0. The Hard Rockers drop to 2-3. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me. He's had to hike a little ways, so we'll give him a break, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Door College Defender men get a 76-55 win over the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology Hard Rockers. And Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as we talk about this evening's contest. Coach, every once in a while you got to slug it out and earn a win when you're not playing your sharpest basketball. You were also able to force South Dakota Mines not to play their sharpest basketball either. And really this one, I think about your defensive performance limiting them to just 55 points in this 21-point victory.
Yeah, I was really happy, Mike, with the way we came and competed tonight. I am a little concerned with the fact that, you know, this is our ninth game. Eight of them have been on the road. It's just not an ideal schedule, but it's what we've been forced to deal with. And I think our guys have just took the challenge upon themselves and are really really battling hard. This is a team, I guess, I'd compare them a lot to Mount Marty for the fans who have seen us play Mount Marty, in that they grind out possessions. They keep them long on their end, and they really run you through a battery of screens. And as a result, it's just hard to get into rhythm offensively. But we really felt coming in that this was an outstanding team, Mines. They're 1-2 on the year. Their two losses were to top elite-level Division II teams by just a few points. And so we really felt, with this being their first home game, that we were really in for it. And I think we were fortunate to get off to a good start. I thought we did a good job of moving the ball and just did some good things offensively. There was a lull where they came back, took the lead. I thought we showed some poise, responded, did some good things in a little press where we were able to get a turnover or two and then get the tempo back up where we needed it to be. And I just thought that we just grinded, you know, as the game went on. I thought our depth was a key factor. I just thought TJ, Sean, Tyler, Chris, I thought those guys, they came in and did a really good job for us. And as a result, we were just able to kind of slowly, methodically pull away tonight.
21-21 at one point. You went on a 7-0 run, and that was that little run where you used some pressure defense. You jarred the ball loose a couple times. You had opportunities at layups, and that was about the only opportunities you had at fast break layups tonight.
It was. They do a great job of getting back in transition. You know, they're just a team, I guess, you know, fans familiar with the Big Ten, compare them a lot to Wisconsin, where the games are going to be low scoring. They're going to be long possessions, and they're not going to strike quick, but they're not going to allow you to get back and strike quick at them. But I thought our guys won enough small little battles along the way that were able to kind of push us over the top. And I just thought we had some, you know, we just have a few guys that are difference makers, and they were tonight during those stretches.
Trevor Walterstorff, 20 points, and relatively quiet. He had some in that run early, but then he just he made free throws in the second half, made a couple of key buckets, ends up with 20 points for you. He's one of those difference makers.
He is. I mean, he's as good as there is, you know, in the NAIA, and he created a lot of things for his teammates. He was solid with the ball. You know, he plays 28 minutes, doesn't commit any turnovers, 6-6 from the foul line, and really defends really well. And so he did some really good things for us tonight. But we got contributions from a lot of people in a lot of ways. I thought, you know, we just did a good job of making the extra pass once again. I thought Sean Kizer had a big dagger shot,
yep.
Three-pointer that just kind of, maybe that was the shot we were missing on Tuesday night at Mount Marty, that tonight we got it here on the road, that just kind of pushed us over the top and really maybe sealed it for us.
If you didn't mention it, I was going to, because he and Austin Kachi both, now Austin went off for, I had him for 15, they've got him for 13 in the official stats. Those two have given you a lot, even though they haven't been scoring a lot this year.
Right, for sure. You know, that's a position. That's a position where, you know, other teams have to really respect their range. They have to come out and play us, and as a result, it opens up some things in the middle for maybe Kyle and Jordan and Chris and Trevor slashing through. And if you don't have those guys out there with that reputation, then you know, our whole offensive scheme is much different. So Sean and Austin are playing well. Austin is, you know, getting his timing back after the foot injury. and just doing some good things. He hit some big shots here, both in the first half and second half tonight for us as well.
Short turnaround for you, Black Hills State tomorrow. How important was it even just to have that last two and a half minutes where you were able to stretch out your bench and get your starters out of the ballgame?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, Mike, this will be our 10th game tomorrow. Nine of them on the road, and it's not like they're just short trips. You know, North Dakota, Chicago, you know, Oskaloosa, and now here. And they're good. I mean, we've really enjoyed it because our guys get along well together. You know, we were able to go to Chicago and spend some time there today, went to Mount Rushmore, and that's fun. But it is starting to take its toll a little bit, and we are really happy to get some guys off the floor at the end tonight. And the guys who were on the floor at the end of the night, they kept the game good for us in that the game was clean. We were executing well. We were doing some good things, taking care of the ball, and that's really good to see.
Well, let's see if we can wrap it up with a win tomorrow and get back home. And Black Hills State tomorrow, we'll talk more about them tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dellman. I believe we've gone through the stats up to this point, so we're going to call it a night. Dort College wins by a final score of 76-255. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker, bidding you a pleasant good evening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, a little before 4 o'clock, Iowa time, Dort College versus Black Hills State. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.